got the job in Sarachov's Gimel Mishnah, hey, I think it's okay, I made it. It's permitted on Shabbat to do what is necessary for a deceased person to make sure that he does not decompose before they have a chance to bury him. So he can be rubbed with oil and be washed with water. As long as they don't move a limb of the body. As a mace is muksa. So therefore it's forbidden to move a limb of the body. However, you are allowed to touch the mace by rubbing him with oil or washing him, as it's permitted to touch muksa as long as you don't move it. However, an egg that was hatched on Shabbat or Yontif, and the egg is muksa, you're not even allowed to touch it, since by touching it, you're going to cause it to move. If the mace is on a pillow, you're allowed to pull the pillow from underneath him, causing the mace to fall onto sand, in order that the mace will decompose slower. As a mace that is on sand will decompose slower than a mace that's on a pillow, and you would be allowed to pull the pillow from underneath the mace, causing it to fall to the sand. You're allowed to tie the jaw of the mace. You're not allowed to tie it in such a way that it will cause the jaw to close, and that will be causing a limb to move, which is forbidden. Instead, you can tie it in such a way so that the jaw will not sag anymore than it already is. The chain kurish and ishbra, so you can also the sasso over ruchoi samita. Lo shetala, elishalo totem. And so too, a beam that clasped on Shabbos and is starting to sag. You'll have to support the beam with a bench or a bed pole, by putting the bench or the bed pole underneath the beam so it doesn't break completely. But you can't put the bench or the bed fall underneath the beam in such a way that it will cause the beam to rise up, as the beam is muksa and you can't cause it to rise up. Instead, you can support it in such a way that the beam won't break anymore. And that way you're not causing the beam to move, you're just giving it support so it doesn't break completely. You're not allowed to close the eyelids of a mace on Shabbat, as the eyelids is also considered a limb, and as we said, you're not allowed to move the limb of a mace. Below the chol mitzias nefesh, and now let it close the eyelids of a person who's about to die, even during the week. As a person who's about to die and is regarded as a gose, you're not allowed to touch him at all. As even touching him can cause his death to be quickened. So therefore, you should not touch him at all, even to close his eyelids. Somebody who does close the eyes of a person who is dying, it's as if it's spilling his blood, as merely touching somebody who's about to die can hurry his death. Somebody was traveling Friday afternoon, and it became dark. It is now Shabbat, and he has his money or other possessions on it, and it's stuck out in the road. He's allowed to give his purse to a guy so that the guy can carry his purse for him to his destination. Now, even though normally this would be forbidden, as money cannot be handled on Shabbat, it is muksa. And you're also not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbat, so you can't instruct a guy to carry something for you on Shabbat. However, these are considered extenuating circumstances if we don't allow certain leniency for this person who is stuck out in the road with his possessions on Shabbat. He may be so caught up with his money that he might actually carry the money himself in the Rosh Hashanah on Shabbat in order to save his money, which of course is also min ha-Torah. So it's preferable to allow certain leniency to allow him to give the money to a guy so that his money could be saved. If there's no guy available for you to give your money to, in such a case, the Chachamim will allow even a greater leniency and would allow you to put your purse on your donkey and have the donkey carry the purse for you. Now, normally this would be us. As a person is mechuyav min haTorah to ensure that his animal does not do a malacha on Shabbat. So a person cannot have his animal carry a load on Shabbat. And if you lead your animal while it's carrying a load, this is called mechamer. Leading an animal that is carrying a load is also min haTorah. The pasuk says, "Lo tasa kol malacha ata ubehemtecha." You should not do any malacha, you and your animal. Now, what type of malacha is done between you and your animal together? This is referring to mechamer, leading an animal while it is carrying a load. So therefore, the Chachamim normally would not allow this at all. First of all, if it's your own animal, you're not allowed to have the animal do any malacha at all, even if you're not involved. And even if it's not your animal, you would not be allowed to lead the animal while it's carrying a load. So therefore, even though the Chacham allowed this great leniency to allow you to put the purse on your donkey, however, you have to do it in such a way that you will not be over on Mecham. So what you would do is, you would ensure that the animal does not do both an Akira and a Hanacha while it is carrying a load. As Min HaTorah, the Isser of carrying on Shabbat is only Usser if you do both an Akira and a Hanacha. If you pick up the object, that's an akira. And putting down the object That is a hanacha. Now, if you already have the object in your hand, starting to walk with the object is the akira. And stopping with the object in your hand is a hanacha. So therefore, you have to put the load on the animal in such a way that the animal does not do an akira and a hanacha, and that way, even if you leave the animal, you would not be over on the isra of mechame. So how would you do this? What you would do is, after the animal already starts walking, that's when you would put the purse on the animal. So the animal did not do an akira, since it was already walking when the object was placed on the animal. And when the animal stops walking, you must take the object off the animal and only put the object back on the animal after it already started walking. That way the animal was only doing a hanacha. When the animal stops with the purse on its back, that's a hanacha, but the animal is not doing any akira at all, since you're putting the object on the animal after it already started walking. And this way, even if you leave the animal, you will not be over on the isra of mechame. So therefore, somebody who is stuck out in the road on Friday night with his purse on his hand, the first option would be to give the object to a guy to carry for you. If there is no guy, then the chacham will allow this great leniency to put the object on the animal, but only in such a way that the animal is not doing both an akira and the hanach. Somebody was traveling with his animal on Friday, and the animal attacked him on his back, and it became dark. Now it's Shabbos. He can continue traveling with the animal, but only until he reaches the outermost courtyard of the city where his packages would be sick. As soon as he reaches his outermost courtyard, he should take off the animal any utensils that are mutter to be handled on Shabbos. Any utensils that are not mutter should be taken off the animal as soon as he reaches his outermost courtyard. B'she'ena nitlim b'Shabbos. If the animal is carrying packages that cannot be handled on Shabbos, that the packages are muktzah. In such a case, he should not take the package itself off the animal since it's muktzah. Instead, he should untie the rope that secure those packages to the animal and allow those packages to fall off the animal by itself.